I'm Dr. Robert Mather. I'm the conservative social psychologist, and this is my podcast. Today is August 26th on Wednesday morning. Talk a little bit about the Republican National Convention nights 1 and 2. And so on the first night, in the morning, President Trump accepted his nomination. After that, we saw Turning Point, one of Turning Point's stars, Charlie Kirk, give a discussion. Donald Trump Jr. gave another rousing talk that pushed back against liberal agenda and cancel culture. Jim Jordan gave a kind of a heartfelt connection to some of Trump's stories with a friend who had passed away and Trump talking to him. And perhaps the most noteworthy thing of the night of night one had to do with the Republicans talking about diversity and showing their diversity. And so they had several speakers that gave very impressive talks. Herschel Walker's talk was one of the most impressive, and perhaps where he described his 37-year friendship with Donald Trump and pointed out that he would, as a black man, he would not be friends with a racist, and the depth of his friendship with Donald Trump. Maximo Alvarez, a Cuban refugee, gave an impassioned discussion that led many in the crowd to tears, the crowd being the collective group of commentators and people on television, discussing his journey and also the things that he saw with socialism that are occurring now that saddened him as he could compare them to what had happened in his country of Cuba. Nikki Haley discussed being Indian growing up in South Carolina, and how America was not racist from her perspective and the things that she had encountered and the opportunities that she'd been given. And Tim Scott gave much of a similar type of discussion of having grown up black and becoming a senator from South Carolina. Night two, Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida and one of the defenders of the president during the impeachment trial, gave another talk where, similar to Donald Trump Jr., she really pushed back against the cancel culture and pushed back against Democrats. Rand Paul, who is an important ally for the president, being more of a libertarian slant, gave his endorsement to the president. Mike Pompeo gave a speech from Israel. Daniel Cameron, the Kentucky Attorney General, who is black, also gave a good discussion where he talked about being black and voting for Trump. Melania Trump, at the end of the night, gave an incredible talk in attempts to unify people and show the good with our society. And I think Eric Trump gave the most forceful defense of the president. Thank you for listening, and visit my website, theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.